Hi, and welcome to the A Quilting Life podcast. I'm Sherry McConnell from A Quilting Life.
And I'm Chelsea from Chelsea Stratton Designs.
And if you are listening or watching to this podcast, it is December 26th. And we hope that if you celebrated Christmas, that you had a Merry Christmas. And also, I believe Hanukkah has concluded since we also last podcasted. So hope that any of those celebrations that you were participating in were wonderful and that you were able to have a lovely time.
Yeah.
We're excited to be here. We have a festive Christmas vibe going on once again. Chelsea will tell us about her quilts in just a minute. First, I just want to mention that we appreciate Cozy Earth as our sponsor for this episode. We have been really grateful to have this lovely partnership with them throughout 2023, and they will also be continuing on in 2024 as a sponsor, which is wonderful because we love their products.
Yeah.
I mentioned last time about the bathrobe, and every single day I love that bathrobe. And we actually have some new products on the way that we will be from Cozy Earth that we will be telling you about soon. Be sure to check out their website. I feel like they're adding more products all the time. And you can get 35% off with the code AQUILTINGLIFE. Enter that code at checkout. Well, do you want to tell us about your quilts?
Yes. Okay. So on the wall, we have Joyful, and this is some Christmas presents. And I like this one because it has alternating blocks. It's fat quarter friendly. And I actually made this using our Emma collection, because it had all of the reds and the greens, and we put some grays and pinks in there as well. I really love this one, and I love the quilting on it. Marianne Bott did the quilting, and it's like peppermints.
I love this.
I love this one. Love this one. And on the table, I have Juniper Berries, and this was a boxed kit with Moda with our favorite things fabric collection, and Marianne also did the quilting on this. This is actually layer cake friendly, and you'll also use a charm pack and some yardage for the nine patches in there. So I really, really love that one too. And yeah, I had to keep it festive today, guys, of course.
Yeah, this is probably our last week for the Christmas quilts.
Yeah, I know. So. And they're going to go back, the Joyful on the wall is going to go back on a ladder, and Juniper Berries is going to go in a basket. But you probably have seen that already. Billy's going to do a little video showing the houses. So
yeah, awesome. Well, can I talk about a couple of books before we get started? Okay.
Yeah, Mom has a Christmas book to share. talked about it before.
I know, but I finally got the hard copy, and I just feel
this is the one that hard copy.
Yeah, this is Calm Christmas. Well, actually, both of these books I have on my Kindle too, because I couldn't wait. Well, this one, it was sold out in the hard copy. It's by Beth Kempton, Calm Christmas and a Happy New Year. And I've been talking about it to everyone, but I just really love, there's some prompts and some journaling in the back that has been really fun for me to go through lately. And I also haven't shared the hard copy of this book. It's Hidden Potential by Adam Grant. This is the book that I was reading on my Kindle on the flight on the way home from Quilt Market. And Chelsea was just trying to chill out and relax with her music and her headphones. And I kept elbowing her and showing her quotes and images. There's some fun diagrams here. And anyway, this is so fabulous for anyone who is a parent, a grandparent, a teacher, a coach. I feel like this is just so good. And he writes so well. He explains the science behind how we can help those around us achieve greater things. But he does it in such an easy to follow, easy to read method that you will just love this book. And anyway, that's the end of my book reviews for today.
But the end of your books for 2023.
Mm-hmm. See, I know about this book, but I need to put it in my cart like now. I love Adam Grant a lot. I follow him on social media. And so a lot of what's in this book, he puts little highlights up of it.
Yeah. Yeah. And if you're an Office fan, he did an interview recently on his podcast with Rainn Wilson, who played Dwight. Fabulous podcast to listen to. Very entertaining, too. And one thing I also want to mention, I'm super excited about my Quilting Life Academy. I have been thinking about doing this for more than 5 years. It was before the pandemic when I was sitting in a class thinking, I need to create an online course. And I had no idea to go about it, but it was on the back burner for year after year after year. And I'd do a little bit and I'd write an outline or I'd do this. And anyway, I'm so excited because we are launching in January, the first class, and it's going to be a quilting class for beginners, but it's also going to have content for those who have already made a few quilts and just want to get better at their techniques and improve their quilting. So it's for beginners and beyond. And we do have some spots available. I did kind of a soft pre-launch the week after Black Friday and have been really, really happy. And I'm so excited. I've been just pouring my heart into this really for years, but really on a regular basis since September, and really excited about that. So we do have a link for that if you are interested in the description. And then I'm also going to have some other courses that will come up later in the year, one on organizing and one that will work on some more difficult projects. So
just a couple of follow-up questions that listeners might have. What is the name of the website that you're using to host your course on?
I'm hosting on Kajabi.
Kajabi.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, and it's a great platform. I've had a lot of fun learning to use it. And yeah, we will have a video content that you can watch and rewatch and pause and go back if you want to look at it. And then we're also going to have, with this first course, 2 live Q&A sessions. And those will also be recorded. That's one question I've been getting. What if I can't make the Q&A? Can I still watch it? And yes, everything will be recorded and available in the platform. And also, I'm going to have a great PDF reference library. There are PDFs for every module of the course and also some smaller project patterns. So it's just really going to be an all-in-one stop for my quilting life. And I really want to make it kind of like I'm in person, you know, teach the same things I would teach if I were in an in-person class.
Yeah. I was going to say that was sort of the goal of it, is to make it like it was at a retreat, essentially.
Right.
Correct.
Right.
And so, but once they do purchase it, they have it forever.
They have the access.
Correct.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. And I may, you know, the response has been really good so far, so I may have to cap it, but we'll run another session later in the year.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
So because that was my next question. We are planning on capping it at around 100. Is that correct?
Well, yeah, I definitely will not take more than 100
more than that. Okay.
In one session. There's okay. No way I could.
And that's to help, because with those live Q&As,
right.
I mean, obviously if there was 800 people and they were all
yeah.
paying for something, that, you know, it's right. It'd be almost impossible to get to everyone
right.
at one time with just 2
yes.
sessions. So that's the reason that there is going to be a cap, but we'll run it again. It'll be the same video content, but
new
the
live
next time,
Q&As.
Yeah, the new live one will be.
Right. Yeah.
With that.
Yeah. So I'm really, really excited about it. And
yeah. So next month, right?
January 22nd is the official start date. The doors will close to register before that. So, or as soon as, if you know, if we hit our sign up limit, but.
And one last question, and this may not be for many of our listeners, but maybe there are some, would someone who's never touched a sewing machine, never done, and I know you said beginners and beyond, is it to the beginner level of, I have zero background of sewing, quilting, would this be for them, or would that maybe, or is that maybe not quite?
Well, I feel like someone like that could take the class if they have a sewing machine that functions well,
mm-hmm.
and that they can spend some time. I mean, really, quilting is straight stitching.
Yeah.
There's not a lot you have to learn to be comfortable with your machine. You just have to be able to thread your needle, thread your bobbin, and, you know, turn it on and off. And I feel like everything else will be covered, but mm-hmm. yeah, machines are all different. So I wouldn't maybe be able to tell you how to wind your bobbin on a machine that I've never sewed on, something like that. So as long as you're comfortable with winding your bobbin, threading your needle, and sewing a straight line, I think I can take it from there.
Everything else you're going to cover from that basic level through. Awesome. And I'll be working with my mom with these videos as well. We're doing that part of it with her and everything. But so I'm looking forward to it too. This is something new that is going to, you know, we're launching at the beginning of next year. But then, like you said, more sessions to come and then other courses coming down the road. So
Maybe you'll even do one someday. That would be.
I don't know.
Or maybe she could make a guest appearance. Maybe she could. A couple of the modules.
Yes, a couple modules. Have like a guest video from Chelsea.
That's so daunting. That's a daunting good idea. Maybe that would get me like kind of in the door. I am just super excited. I support her so much in this. I think I looked over everything. She actually was really sweet. She wanted Billy to look it over and me to look it over. And it is so awesome. And she's put everything into this. And to see that was really, really cool because I'm like championing this for her. So I don't know. Maybe in my future I will dabble in that. But I'm just so excited for you doing this because I think it's been a long time coming. She is so knowledgeable and wanting to share everything that she knows. And so, I mean, I have seen her quilt my entire life. And so this is very, very cool.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, you know.
So we have a little plug there from Chelsea.
I think a little bit of it came too because I retired from teaching English. And I've taught 10 years. English 101 and 102, and I miss, and you know, I do get to teach quilting when I travel occasionally, but you just can't travel every month. You know, it's just too much to do
such
that much.
A broader reach for everyone, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I love it.
So we got the Dunkin' Donuts.
Yes, that's what I was going to get there.
I have to bring up, it is our 100th episode.
Yep, we made it.
And Billy surprised us with some donuts. You'll notice two are gone. I ate one.
I ate one too.
So he brought some Dunkin' Donuts, you guys. This is exciting.
We typically film our podcasts in the morning as well. So, you know, donuts are more appropriate for this time of day.
Right.
Typically. But today is our 100th episode. And so we have sort of a special episode today where we're going to talk a lot about the podcast and talk about the past year and just how we've gotten here and then where we're going as well. So, I guess the question to ask is, did you ever think that we would make it 100 episodes initially?
I don't think it even crossed my mind. I just thought it was something we were going to try and see how it went, right?
Yeah, I think the same thing. It wasn't that I never, ever thought there would be potential, but I never thought about it.
Yeah.
I just thought, okay, we're doing this and we're going to see how it goes. And like, I obviously had no clue about any of the type of, the amount of work you have to do. And it's a lot. It's a lot. So I just never really thought 100 just seems. And my husband last night, I said, tomorrow's we're going to be filming the 100th podcast episode. And he said, there's no way. And I said, it's going to be 100. And he was shocked. Yeah. He was really surprised. So,
yeah. And I feel like a lot of people who do podcasts, they just send their audio out to some company who edits it. And Billy does, we don't do that. Billy does all the editing and
does it all.
All of it. So
we appreciate it, Billy. We appreciate it.
Well, thank you. And I was thinking about like our very first, well, even like our first five or six episodes, we have everything that you can see now is completely different than from our first podcast. There are new microphones, there's a new mixer, there's new cords, there's a new computer, there's everything is brand new. I was using things that I had originally purchased, I believe in 2014 when we first started the podcast. I've mentioned this a couple times before. I had a podcast with another friend, which is funny because I randomly ran into him like what? 2 weeks ago at the UNLV football game.
Oh, you were there. His whole family was there.
Yeah, it was funny because I heard his voice, and he was just like a few rows behind me, and I hadn't talked to him for quite a while, and he was complaining about a bad call or something, and I'm like, oh, I know who that is. And I turn around, and there he is.
What are the odds? Yeah. Yeah. They were sitting behind you.
And so we sort of caught up and talked about what we were doing, and I mentioned that we're doing this, and I said, you know what, I have this podcast and the YouTube channel, and when we started it, we were using the same equipment that me and you were using when we did our podcast. And he's like, oh, really? That's cool. I said, I got new stuff now, but yeah, I mean, I started with that. But I remember we didn't film the first few episodes, I think 5 or 6 episodes.
Right. Yeah,
I wasn't ready for that. Yeah, I wasn't ready for that responsibility yet.
And then you're in it now.
Yeah, and then eventually adding a microphone for me, because initially it wasn't. I had no mic. It was just you two had those other two mics. And then after a while, at first my intention was never to, I'm like, I'm just going to, you guys do your thing. I don't want to be on camera. I don't want to have a mic.
Yeah.
But after about, I don't know, 10 episodes, I'd have to go back and listen, and I probably should have, but I just remember thinking, oh, I want to say a couple things just here and there. Just follow-up questions mostly. It's not like I knew anything about what you're talking about, but if I had a question, I'd be like, man, I wish I had a mic that I could just, you know, maybe get a little more information that a listener might want to hear. And so then eventually I added the mic, and then eventually now we had the camera. But yeah, before we started filming, I just want to give everyone a little insight. We didn't share quilts because we didn't have a video version of it. But I remember just having my little, it was so different. The cords were very short. They're only about 3 feet long.
I
was a lot closer to their table, and I had the mixer underneath the table so that the mics could get into there. And then it looked pretty funny if we would have actually had video of it, but.
And that was also during full-on pandemic lockdown.
Yes.
You know, and so we were filming a lot of videos. So you were learning a lot about about quilting in a short amount of time.
Yeah.
Yes.
So.
Yeah, there's a lot going on. And we've mentioned it before, but right in the middle of 20, it was June 1st, 2020 was our very first episode. And I was coming out here a lot because I was still teaching, but I was teaching online so I could teach at home from Vegas, or I could teach out here at my mom's house as long as you had internet connection. And then I was doing a lot of that stuff after. Like initially we were doing podcasts at night, you know, and you know, after work or whatever. And I was just sort of learning on the go. But overall, from like a technical and equipment perspective, this thing has grown a lot. And it's still definitely not like we're not in a professional studio or anything like that. And there's improvements that can be made, but if we really look at what we were doing from episode one, you know, with the thing under the table and some old microphones to where we are now, it's been pretty cool to see that evolution happen.
Yeah.
Also, just like your what do you call it? I don't know, like your comfort level of talking and being on the podcast and giving your opinions and everything has also definitely evolved.
I'm glad you brought that up, because on one of my most recent videos that we filmed for the Sew Along, somebody commented that. They said something like, Chelsea, you look so much more comfortable in front of the camera, and I'm so proud of you. And like, it was the sweetest comment ever. And it's true, though. When we first started this, I was not comfortable. And I have so much more respect for people that are like on TV and can talk, like public speaking, too. Because there is a lot to it, and I'm trying to minimize Billy's lists of likes and so and all of those little words. But I do feel more comfortable, and I think filming with Billy just Sew Along videos too, I feel more comfortable because I hope more of my personality shows. I think before I was way like more nervous about it than I am now.
Yeah, so one other thing I wanted you guys to think about or talk about today was some of your maybe best moments on the podcast, your favorite episode, any memories that have been created over the last, 2.5 years, right?
Wow.
I love when Chelsea gave you the jersey, that just to see the surprise, that was really, really fun.
Oh, that's wow. Right. Yep. And because that's when you were sick getting, and you weren't here. Yeah.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
We're getting sentimental, guys. I mean, I just feel like we've had some really great guests. It was so fun having Vanessa here. I also like telling stories, so I'm really grateful for the podcast that Billy has let the stories stay in that may be outlandish. I don't know. I feel like there's 100.
It is fun to hear, because sometimes, you know, and there's a lot of research on this too, but two people can experience the same thing and they experience it very differently.
Yeah.
So it has been really good to hear how the three of us remember things from the past and maybe a little, you know, more perspective on different things. That's been really fun.
That's very true. That's very true that everyone feels differently about a situation that maybe,
Well, and then one thing we have to point out too is that we would never have got to 100 episodes if there wasn't an audience, if there wasn't people that were listening, watching, commenting, because if no one's listening, if no one's watching, I mean, we could do it just for the heck of it. At that point, there wouldn't really even be a point in recording anything.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it really is to see it take off from, you know, I mean, Mom had an audience before we started this through her blog and everything. And then we started building some more, you know, growing that audience on YouTube a little bit before we kicked in full gear into the podcast. But honestly, the podcast then has taken, I think, you help grow your blog and also the YouTube channel and everything else
we're
doing.
So much support.
Because it's really neat to be able to have something, a platform where you can just have long form conversations.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? A blog post is pretty short and to the point. Same with the videos. We have a one thing that we want to accomplish in a video. And then when it's done, it's done. Whereas a podcast, it's like, okay, this could be 30 minutes. It could be over an hour and we're going to see where it goes. And that's to me, the great thing about having a podcast.
Yeah. I feel like the content on blogs is really so much better than anything you can get on Instagram, where a lot of people seem to be these days. You can just say so much more, but you're right. The podcast takes it up another level from the blog.
Yeah.
So, and it's been fascinating. It was fascinating at market to see how many shop owners were listening. I think that's something.
I was so shocked by that.
Yeah, I didn't think about that. I kind of thought our audience was mostly consumer quilters, not shop owner quilters too. So that was really fun to see that different perspective from a whole different audience that we got at market.
Guys, it's real. The warm, fuzzy feeling in your heart. That's how I felt at market, because the shop owners were coming up and we watched the YouTube channel and I was like, what? This is so cool. And so I'm so grateful too. Like, I'm going to second everything Billy said, because we would not have this without amazing listeners and amazing support. And this year especially, I like felt the support so much. This was like a long year and there was just, I'm so grateful. And we really wouldn't have this without any of you. And I know that sounds cheesy, like when you say it, but it's not.
No.
It's, I'm super grateful.
Yeah. And just a comment too. I remember our YouTube channel had just around 4,000 subscribers, I think, when the pandemic started. And now we're almost at 93,000.
Yes.
So that's really exciting. And we would really love to get to 100,000.
Yeah.
That's kind of a personal goal for 2024.
Yeah.
So if you haven't subscribed yet, we would love for you to
subscribe.
We're
going to do another episode for the 100,000 subscribers.
Yes.
That is awesome.
But yeah, I feel like definitely the pandemic did aid that, because a lot of people were home and watching and listening. And I know I've received a lot of emails from people who found us during the pandemic or shortly thereafter. Yeah. So,
and just even like all of the messages from you, we get emails and like you've shared quilts that you've made, and my favorite is the stories behind them.
Right.
It's not, and that's what it's all about. It's all about those personal things.
In fact, just a quick note, I got several emails after we shared about the shorts I made for you last episode. Goodness. Oh, yeah. I got several emails from women who also made shorts for their sons who are now in their 30s as Billy. Well. So I think it was a thing to make shorts back then in the 90s.
Billy's so, rocking his shorts.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say that that's something that sort of took off organically as well throughout the duration of this podcast is the listener quilt section, which I think has been great. Obviously, when we first started, we were doing more like send us questions. That's how we organized the podcast. Like we're just going to answer questions. Then we sort of like, let's focus on maybe one or two topics, but we're still getting a lot of, but you know, we do our listener question episodes, but the listener quilts have been really great because that's something that, that, you know, a big show and tell for the whole audience. And we've gotten so many great pictures sent in, great stories, like Chelsea said, behind them. And that really helps it feel more like a community as well, that we're, you know, you guys share your quilts every episode, but to have other people send in theirs, I think that's one of the best thing that's, like I said, organically sort of grown in this podcast.
Yeah.
Last night, I got a message from Kimberly Jolly that was really fun to get. She sent me a picture from a Reddit forum, which I'm really not that familiar with Reddit, but it was my happy-go-lucky quilt, and she sent it to me, and I was just like, this is so exciting. I didn't even know that people...
So it was positive feedback on Reddit.
It was
okay.
So awesome. Oh,
wow. So normally, Billy probably knows this, sometimes Reddit forums are not positive.
No, this
so
was... it, no, it was just women sharing quilts.
That's awesome. Yeah. And there's good stuff on Reddit.
So Kimberly noticed that it was my pattern and sent
that's
it.
That's awesome.
It was really fun.
Oh, that's nice. You know, looking back, now we want to sort of look forward and, or, you know, we do, we won't announce exactly what it is yet, but we're going to start off the next year in 2024 with a bang. We have a great episode coming up next time with a great guest. We'll just say that. That's it.
That's it.
And then we're going to go from there, and we have some new, we have some new software we want to use to host guest interviews that I'm excited about using. And we're going to start with that in January. And so, yeah, I think our plan is for now is to keep the same schedule, 2 episodes a month, and our listener question episodes on the fifth when we have 5 Mondays, and then mix in some more guests over this upcoming year, and then see what else happens. But I mean, I think as far as now, we have no intentions of stopping, and we just want to keep going and keep growing and hopefully create good conversations that people are excited to tune into a few times a month to listen to.
Yeah. I agree. I mean, we've talked a few different times about changing up the schedule, but I really think this is best, just the 2 episodes a month. We had talked about doing shorter episodes every week, but I really think, you know, sometimes the conversation goes on, and so I don't feel like we would really have it in our schedules to do a weekly.
Yeah.
So but having when there are those 3 Mondays in the month, having that third episode, I think that's really just a really nice way to do it.
Kind of like the little extra icing on the cake, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, it's exciting this month because we get a third one. But.
Yeah. And so I was looking back over the episodes too, just to kind of reflect this morning. And I noticed that the first fabric collection that we shared on the podcast was Happy Go Lucky.
Happy Go Lucky.
No. Happy Days.
Happy Days.
Yes. So I was thinking of my quilt from Kimberly. So every collection from Happy Days forward has been shared here on the podcast.
Wow.
And I thought that was really exciting.
But this is crazy because Happy Days seems so long ago. Like, I feel like our palette has like, it all mixes.
Right.
But I feel like we've grown a lot as designers since then.
Yes.
That is insane. And pattern writing for me has really, designing quilts has changed dramatically, I feel
like. Yeah, definitely. Because that was still when you were really early on in.
Yes.
Yeah. So that was really fun to look at that kind of. You know, if you go to the YouTube channel and you click on podcasts and you look at all, you can just see all the way down, all the way from 1 to And we've met a lot of people that have done that. They've started at the beginning once they found us and have just listened all the way through.
I will say this. Sometimes I will scroll through to see which quilts I haven't shared recently.
Oh, good
and
idea.
The lighting from the first X amount of episodes was like freaking me out. It was so yellow and a little dark. And you like see it, how bright it changes because of all the new studio lighting. And I'm like, oh my goodness. Like people couldn't even see us. It was so dark.
Yeah. And I've mentioned that before where I look at some of those older videos and yeah, one, we were doing some of those at night instead of daytime where we have windows open and light coming in. And then just the way I had the camera set and the lights we had. Do you remember we got that one crazy shop light and I had a ladder in the corner of the room? And because I was trying to figure out, I'm like, I need better light in here.
And I was like, dad, this is not happening. Yeah. I was like so stressed about that.
I should have. I wonder if I have a picture of that somewhere to show it. It's sort of hilarious to think about.
Yeah.
Like I was trying to come up with different ways to make it look better and I wasn't really doing a good job. But eventually, like I said before, you know, we figured it out. But
because that was like an 8-foot ladder that we brought in here and put that old rickety came from the store.
From
my grandparents'
furniture store.
It was not OSHA approved either. It was hot.
It was really hot. Fire hazard, but
probably.
I can't tell you guys how many times it's been so warm in here though from the lights. It's winter time here now, so it's fine. But where I like want to pass out because I'm like,
I know this is great. This is the first time I haven't had to turn the air conditioning on and it feels good in here.
My kids get so upset with me because I still haven't turned my heater on. I just keep throwing quilts on them.
Oh.
And Harper, my middle child, quintessential middle child, she was like, Mom, I don't need any more quilts. And I'm like, but you're still cold. And she, oh my goodness. Oh, but I do have to say one thing though. This is crazy. When we first started, it was the pandemic, and so none of my kids were in school, and they would all have to come here, and Billy would be like, you guys got to be really quiet, but then it would, like, it's so funny, it wouldn't even be the kids, it would be my dad making cookies with them, that was so loud, you know, like, later. But then the girls went back to school, but Finn wasn't in school yet, and so Finn was always here, and we'd, like, set up a show for him, and he just, like, hung out with my dad, and it's just crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy. He knew. It's like, is it podcast Monday? Yeah, okay, yeah. I'm going over to Grandma and Grandpa's house. Yeah, if we could have had some behind the scenes footage of like I said, things setting up the room to get ready for recording, or sometimes where we had some fails early on. I used to get pretty frustrated when things weren't going right technically and everything.
I remember a few times, pretty funny.
Yeah.
We should have done a documentary.
Yeah, well, if we only would have known, we could have come in and record everything.
If we were really creative geniuses, we would have had a documentary ready to go.
So with that being said then, and you know, looking forward, keeping things similar, we also wanted to take this episode to sort of recap 2023 in general, not just podcast things, but maybe, you know, we shared goals earlier and we did a mid-year review. And we don't need to go over every single one of them, but maybe you guys could each sort of recap how you feel 2023 went. Maybe you have some numbers as far as like you had 2 fabric lines come out this year. Is that right?
2, yeah.
Yeah. Just sort of recap your years.
Well, yeah.
Technically 3.
Yes, because we were still sharing favorite things in January because it released December 23rd.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So that's what I have on, you know, I kind of did a recap and I'm doing a post on my blog too later, but I had, we were sharing favorite things throughout most of January. Projects and quilts that weren't even sewn yet were finally shared in January. And then it was such a quick turnaround because we shared Bountiful Blooms in March.
Yeah.
And so we only had really from January to March, 2 months before we're sharing another collection.
It was quick.
Yeah. And in between that, I believe Simply Delightful shipped to stores.
Yeah, because it's not just Faberkline's coming out. It's Faberkline shipping as well.
Right. So we had that in between there. And I had my 15-year anniversary on the blog, which was...
Yeah, that was big.
Big in July. And then July was also strawberry lemonade. Yeah. So March, April, May, June, July. So there really was only 4 months. And we were back at it with another collection. So
this year was wild.
It was a busy year.
This year was literally wild.
Yeah.
When I look back at it, I'm like, holy cow, we survived. I survived. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. And just FYI, yesterday I got sample yardage for our next collection.
She cannot help herself. She is spilling the beans. She is. And guess what we're going to say? It's our favorite one ever. She did. She texted me yesterday.
Did I say that this morning?
No. Yeah, you did. But your text was... Blank is so pretty. Yes. And I was like, yes, mom, it is so pretty. And I finally, my husband's been sick. So I finally opened my boxes of sample yardage this morning, hurried, put them on the shelf. But I had to, guys. I put it exactly how I wanted it on the shelf.
Did yours come yesterday or did you get it before me?
No, mine came yesterday.
Okay.
So it was the same day as yours.
Same day.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's beautiful. It's beautiful. Lots of SKUs, lots of Sherry and Chelsea. So you'll be seeing that soon. But we have a lot of time to sew.
Yeah.
And
it's going to be good because we have all of January and all of February to get ready.
So. Yes. And I am, that kind of takes me back to last year, what my kind of goal was this whole year. I remember the top three was a huge one. Mm-hmm. And I haven't been perfect at it, but I still use those sheets you gave me, and it really, really does work well when I do it. And then I remember talking about simplifying, because I remember a third fabric collection was a lot for me. I know it was a lot for you, and I hope to kind of carry those two things over into the next year. But I just, this year was
it was busy. It was a very busy year.
There was a lot of like lows and there was a lot of the highs were super high. And so that's how I would basically describe it.
Yeah.
And a lot of support from this community here that I just, if you know, you know, you are like so there for me that I really, really appreciate that. And I still am like, I don't know what I would have done this year without the support from the YouTube community and the support I've had on my other social media profiles. This year was a lot for me. Kidney stones too, you
guys.
That's
right, the kidney stones.
I'm going to bring it up.
Oh, that's right. Yep.
This year was a lot of pain too.
That was why you weren't on the episode, I believe, that
with
you gave me the jersey.
Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, or maybe also, it was another one, but I can't remember.
But then
you were
like,
sick once also, and then that happened once.
Yeah, we both had COVID this year in 2023.
I've had it twice.
In 2023.
Yep. In 2023.
I had it once in 2023. Yeah. And then also I feel like getting back to market was a huge thing.
The biggest high ever. That and strawberry lemonade were highlights for sure. Strawberry lemonade was just, I'm so happy about that. It was a dream. And everything surround it was, and I think I needed that personally this year because the beginning earlier part of the year was so hard for me. It was just really tough.
Yeah.
And just to be able to end the year having strawberry lemonade and being able to go back to market was so good for my soul. I can't even tell you guys. So
yeah,
I'm going to stop before I get more emotional.
Well, and also on that note, strawberry lemonade should be in stores very soon. The advanced pre-cuts have already shipped that.
Yeah.
And so usually when those arrive, it's usually only 3 or 4 weeks later. Yes. And it's in stores. So
I'm so excited.
If you're waiting to sew for that, it's going to be very soon.
That was it. I still believe this, you guys. That was a collection I could not stop sewing with.
Yeah.
So I am like, I have been dying because I want everyone to be sewing with it. And I want to see, like, maybe you decide to do a totally different quilt pattern from a different design. I cannot wait.
Right.
It's going to be really, really fun. And then I have a couple sew-alongs coming up. And
yes,
guys, I'm really excited for this next year. I really am. Mom and I had a couple good conversations this past week. And I really think next year is going to be good. And
we're excited.
We're excited. We're really excited.
And yeah, and we even, We have, so the collection that we'll be sharing in March will be number 19, and the one that is number 20 is at the mill waiting for strike offs.
Yep. So yeah. We finished the 20th collection.
Yes.
And I'm really excited about that one too.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it is, yep, it's headed to the mill. It's already there.
Yeah. So we'll get strike offs.
So a lot of milestones coming.
A lot of milestones. Stone.
100th yes. episode.
Yes.
Hopefully we'll be hitting 100,000 subscribers sometime, like we said, in the next year.
Yeah.
And then your 20th fabric collection.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
And hopefully we get 100,000 subscribers. Yeah. And yes.
Okay. Well, this has been a really fun look back. And just, you know, we talked about this. I feel like it was a few months ago. We were like, oh, you know, once we got into the 80s, we thought we're going to hit 100.
In the 80s.
So, yeah, it's really exciting. We're really grateful for all of you. And thanks for letting us look back on all of this.
Yeah. Our next podcast episode, and it's going to be in the new year, is Monday, January 8th, 2024. And so
we have that special guest
will be here. We're not going to say who. I'm sure there will be guesses in the comments. So yeah, special guest. And I think it's going to be a great kickoff to a new year. And just once again, going to second everything my mom said. Thank you for being with us. We are so grateful for each and every one of you. And thanks so much for stopping by.